definitely human.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This is the spoken logbook of Cornelia Cavendish, entry 10 on yoga. Since the events in the forest of Goose Lake, my companions and I have decided to remain together to better investigate the supernatural schemes of Angela Gresley and the, tooth fairies. We are all living in Dorothy Taylor's house in Chicago, which leaves little room for privacy or the luxuries of a drawing room. Dorothy is keen that we should lie low as the authorities scour the scenes of devastation we left in our wake. We did our best to cover our tracks, of course, but the exploded train and various immutable signs of bloodshed throughout Chicago and Goose Lake have drawn the interest of the police. So far, they have attributed their findings to gangsters, and we have been glad to remain unnoticed. Thankfully, almost everyone that had contact with us on that fateful night promptly died, so there are few witnesses to our involvement. Still, every time the police walk down our street, fiddling with the pistols that all law enforcers carry in this rough country, our blood chills. Sebastian has taken to reading the newspapers fervently, seeking indications that we might need to flee, poring over any news of strange occurrences or whispers of underground cities. Dorothy has been mostly at work, keeping up her medical practice with barely disguised agitation. And Joy has been acting very oddly indeed. She spends days examining the papers we found in Vinny's house in Goose Lake, hardly sleeping or eating, sometimes disappearing suddenly. Last week, I decided to coax Joy out of the house and do something edifying, so I took her to the Goodman Theatre to see some local culture. She was uninterested and morose at the prospect, but I gently cajoled her and then pushed her and finally dragged her to the theatre. Outside, there were stalls selling hot dogs and lemonade, and at the sight of them she shrieked and ran back in the direction of the house. I support her holding high standards of taste, of course, but her reaction was quite inapposite. If she continues to turn her nose up at the robust cuisine outside Britain, she is in danger of developing a fragile stomach. Never mind, I thought, I shall have some fun by myself. But I didn't. The play was a reworking of A Midsummer Night's Dream, and while the production was fair, the actors' abrasive, screeching American voices quite murdered the music of our beloved English language. And so I left to walk around Chicago and take in the sights. Not far from the theatre, I came across an intriguing building. It advertised itself as the Tantric Order of America, a place to learn the secret art of yoga. I'd heard of yoga, of course. In my youth, while I was mourning my late husband Brendel, I travelled to Nepal to seek the wisdom of their sages, but instead got unexpectedly drunk at the foot of Mount Everest. There I met fellow travellers from India who exercised in strange, slow movements they referred to as yoga. And now here I was, in America, oppressively sober and in need of distraction, and so this mysterious practice of yoga once more intersected with my life. It must be a sign, I thought. On entering the building, I was assailed by the pungent fumes of a kind of incense, dry and musty, but with some hidden spice. So far, so good, I thought. Incense is the harbinger of enlightened people, I have found, and so the potency of the air in this yoga building roused my optimism. The owner of this establishment must truly be a man of some illumination. But upon searching the grounds, there was no wizened old man to be found. Instead, a table of instructional pamphlets caught my eye. "Start the day with yoga," they read. Well, I have learned many techniques by textbook alone, from acupuncture to yodeling. With these, I would not even need an instructor. So I pocketed some of their literature and headed for home. The next morning, I rose with the dawn and attended to my yoga practice in the garden of our house. Written by a man calling himself the Great Oom, the pamphlet set out a progressive scheme of asanas, or postures, that are to be adopted in turn. With focus on the body and the greater awareness of the physical form, the practitioner seeks to elevate their soul. I began with the Balasana, or child's pose, before moving on to various animal poses designed to strengthen the limbs. But it was the Shirshana, the headstand, that intrigued me most. The pamphlets were insistent that progress must be slow, but they were written for the average amateur, not someone as versed in spirituality as me. Nevertheless, I decided that discretion was the better part of valor and saved that particular pose for later. The rest of the day was modest in its contributions to my enlightenment, and spent mostly watching Joy fret about the house before disappearing, and trying to ignore Sebastian's increasingly excited conjectures about the possible role of Angela Gresley in European history. On my second morning of yoga, I performed the salutation to the sun that is supposed to develop the sheaves of the self. These sheaves, called koshas, comprise of food, energy, the mind, wisdom, and bliss. By progressing through the awareness of each and their independence from the self, a promotion of the soul can occur. I was not sure how saluting the sun will accomplish this, but I am a dedicated student, so I shouted and raised myself to the dawn with immoderate enthusiasm. I am fairly certain I developed at least two of my sheaves before I wore myself out and had to return to the house. This morning, after rapidly repeating the motions of the previous two, I attempted the headstand. It was difficult, but my energy was up to the challenge, and I rested my head on the grass and thrust my legs skyward. The momentum I achieved was sufficient for me to attain inversion, but I could not balance, and over again I fell onto the ground. Suddenly, as I was about to finally reach vertical stability, I heard Joy squeal from inside the house. I dashed back inside. Through the window, Joy had spied two police officers walking up our street. We quickly hid Sebastian's newspaper clippings and he loaded the shotgun behind the door. Cautiously, I opened it to face our accusers. The police were hulking and broad-shouldered, and their grim demeanors made it clear we should be ready for a fight. "How may I help you, officers?" I asked, mustering up years of practiced charm in my honeyed voice.
"Ma'am, we've had complaints that an old lady here has been disrupting the peace. It wouldn't happen to be you, would it?"
"Why, I am the only lady of distinction in this house," I said, "but I do not know what disruption you are referencing."
"Your neighbors say you've been dancing in your underwear in the garden every morning this week, ma'am. They're very upset."
"Oh?"
"Yeah, they say their kids are afraid to go outside. I'm gonna have to ask you to take your strange rituals elsewhere. Good morning."
Turning on their heels with something approaching smugness, the policemen left. The gall of them! I whirled to Sebastian, expecting him to step in and defend my honor with his shotgun, but he had already sat back at the dining table, chuckling to himself. And so the prosaic world of earthly pettiness continues to bar my spiritual investigations. Officialdom rears its ugly head once again. But I will not be deterred. If the small-minded suburbanites next door cannot cope with my experiments, then I shall have to find a venue more suitable to my manners and habits. I can move elsewhere. I do not need the sneers of neighbors or the patronizing encouragement of my associates. I have my pride, and I can survive perfectly well by myself. The mysteries of yoga will require more investigation.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more.
and is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.